Marco Rock, what's going on? How are you, man?
I'm good, Andy. How are you?
Doing good. So you're making this U.S. sweep here for telling your company to Cassiar Gold to U.S. investors. You think the U.S. market, retail market here is ready for junior gold mining stocks?
I think so. And if they aren't, they should be. I think we're about to see an inflection point in people's interest for the sector because I guess the world needs it, people need it, and I think that with this change we'll be in an environment will be a lot more favorable for our industry in general and for growth as well.
So I talk to a lot of different companies, a lot of different junior mining companies, and I'm actually, just for full disclosure to all of our viewers and listeners, I am an investor in Cassiar Gold. But really my question to you is, why should an investor be interested in Cassiar Gold as opposed to all of the other junior mining companies out there? Usually the feedback I get from U.S. investors is that it's overwhelming. How do we evaluate this? How do we evaluate you? Comment about that. Talk about that.
There's many reasons. Like we have, every project is unique. We have, a lot of unique things. We have a lot of good things going for us. First of all, we control a past producing district. Because of that, it comes with a wealth of infrastructure. It comes with two mine permits already in place. We have five past producing mines, great access, fully owned and permitted mill, road access, portals, underground workings, over 25 kilometers. We also have a resource of 1.4 million ounces, not close to surface, at surface, at over a gram per ton inferred, which is growing. We have a leadership team that has done it before multiple times. It's a team of explorationists, discoverers of mines, mine builders, mine operators, not only in Canada, but across the world. We have the social license and, basically you check all the boxes and you get all of this for 25 million Canadian market cap with just under 5 million in the bank. It's an extremely compelling project and opportunity with a very, very attractive valuation. There's a lot of catalysts coming for the stock as well ahead of us in the next few weeks and months. As I mentioned, we have 1.4 million ounces, but our objective is to get to 5 million ounces, and we're very confident we'll get there.
So about that, and I want to really go through everything that you just said, dissect that, but what's interesting to me, number one, is what you have. You said 1.4 million ounces in the ground. You want to get to 5 million ounces. Why do you want to get to 5 million ounces? What would that mean for the company? What would that mean for shareholders and the valuation once you get there?
Well, it's not a random number, actually. First of all, you need to have the goods. And we have a very prospective ground. We have a massive 59,000 hectare land package, that's 145,000 acres, 590 square kilometers, depending on what you use for measuring area. The footprint of the deposit is just one square kilometer. So it's a tiny fraction. And where we've drilled so far as an operator, we just keep on hitting mineralization, which is great to see. We've been expanding. And 1.4 million ounces is a substantial resource. Back in the day, or a few years ago, people would want to, usually like to see at least a million ounces. We're already past that. The 5 million ounces, the objective we have there is because not only we see the potential to get there, but more importantly is when we get to 5 million ounces, we will be in a very small league that there's only a few projects in a safe jurisdiction that have that size. And more importantly, we get to a size resource which is it puts us at a level that any gold mining producer will look at us as a takeover target. So that's very important to get there, because then you will be maximizing your chances. If we decide, or if someone decides to take us out, we get, or if we go through the M&A exit route, to be in a position to maximize the competitive tension, which means maximize the ultimate takeout value.
Yeah, so that was really interesting to me. One of the reasons that I bought the stock was, again, the ounces that you have confirmed ounces in the ground, the growth targets that you can grow. So that really checks the box. But also, I want you to comment on what was really, really appealing to me is not only do you have the licenses to drill, obviously, because you're drilling, but you're in British Columbia, which is a very friendly mining jurisdiction, but it can take a long time, or a while, I would say 6 to 10 plus years to get a mining license. You already have a mining license, so you can de-risk the project, correct me if I'm wrong, if you want to, or you can grow the project, or you can, I don't want to put words in my mouth, or you could be a takeout over target. Talk to me about that. What's the intention and why that's attractive, having a mining license in British Columbia?
Yeah, no, the mining permits are extremely valuable.
Go ahead.
Yeah, mining permits. So it's, you know, British Columbia, it is, as you mentioned, a very safe jurisdiction, and it's been attracting global miners. So, you know, Newmont itself in the last 10 years deployed in acquisitions over $5 billion in British Columbia, in projects not too far away from us. The downside, or kind of the criticism you see for British Columbia, is that it's very, very slow to permits. New projects do tend to take a long time, years and years, up to 10 years sometimes or more. So time is money. And having mining permits puts us in a very unique position. We have, you know, an area that is past producing. We have 5 past producing mines, and we have the mine permits. So when you have mining permits, you go through a re-permitting process that is typically much, much shorter. It's a fraction of the time. Mm-hmm. So that it puts us in a much expedited timeline. And of course, this has a lot of value, for anyone who wants to build a mine, including ourselves or a potential acquirer. So that's something we value a lot. And to get that together with a fully owned and permitted mill, which is, you know, another of the key advantages that we have in our district.
Yeah, that's also very attractive. You have a permitted mill there that you could, if you could cash flow, use that for cash flow purposes. Again, if you want to de-risk this project. But another thing that is really interesting to me is that it seems like, because of all the infrastructure, and that's really what I want you to comment about, this is almost a turnkey project, almost. It seems like they're with lots of exploration potential. Comment about that in relationship to all the infrastructure, the power, the roads, because again, you've been doing this a long time. I've been doing this a long time. I want to see assets in the ground. I want to see where you're at in the permitting process. You've checked those boxes. Then I want to see what's the infrastructure look like, because that's going to be usually very cost intensive. But where are you guys at with infrastructure?
Yeah, that's really another of the key advantages that we have. Because we are past producing, there was a lot of infrastructure already in place. So we have dozens of kilometers of paved roads in our property. This is a road accessible project. In fact, you can drive to the top of our 1.4 million ounce resource from here where we are today and get there and park your car on top of the 1.4 million ounces without ever leaving a paved road. We have 17 historical portals, 25 kilometers of underground workings on the Cassiar South high-grade veins, power lines connecting to those portals, fully owned and permitted mill, which is already there. In addition to that, we have 160 kilometers of mining access roads, tailings facilities with capacity, a 48-person camp, access to grid power, access to water. So if we wanted to replicate that today, that would probably be in excess of $200 million. So that's, you can call it money that's already kind of sunk in. That really lowers, not only lowers the barrier to entry or the barrier to development because you already have that there, but also even today, it really helps keeps the costs down because we're not right next to the provincial highway that's maintained by the province, the main highway, Highway 37, connects BC to the Yukon. That really helps keeps the costs down. It's easy to access the mining, the access roads, allow us to get to most of our drill targets, exploration targets very efficiently. You know, that denies the need for helicopters. So it's really a great advantage to have, not only to operate today, but in the development scenario, it really lowers the development barrier by having so much of that infrastructure already spent and sunk in and already in place.
Got it. So check that box for me as an investor. Now, what I was also really liked, and I want you to comment on, is the share structure of the company. I see it as very tight for the size that you're at. And then I also see, talk to me about the share structure.
Yeah.
Talk to me about where are the warrants written at. Talk to me about, what are you doing to protect me as a shareholder, as I am, and whoever else wants to come into the Cassiar business?
Absolutely. So we have roughly 127 million shares outstanding.
Say that again.
127 million shares outstanding.
Is that actually fully diluted? Or?
No, that's not fully diluted. We have about, in addition, so we're trading at around 20 cents. That's 25 million market cap, Canadian, give it or take. We have just under 5 million in the bank. We have about 39 million warrants. So our lowest price warrant is at 50 cents. Our highest price warrant is at 70 cents. So they all expire within the next 16 months. They kind of spread out over relatively evenly over the next year and a half or so. And we're trading at 20 cents. So, you know, you can see potential proceeds of up to $21 million if all the warrants get exercised. And, you know, most of the warrants are at around 50 cents. And around 50 cents, our market cap is 62.5 million Canadian dollars. So that's around 45 million US at current exchange rate, if I'm not mistaken. So it's not, you know, in terms of an uplift to see the share price getting there and seeing the warrants get exercised, that's maybe, you know, less than 200%. But at the same time, in terms of valuation, it's not that much. And when you look at a project, just the infrastructure that we have is worth that, you know, let alone the resource on the ground and all the exploration potential. So it's really not far-fetched to think that you could see potentially those warrants getting exercised in the next little while, especially with the catalyst that we have ahead of us. Other than that, in terms of the cap structure, insider ownership is roughly 12%. You know, insiders buy regularly on the open market, participate in every single private placement. I've personally put, you know, over $1 million into the company.
You personally put over $1 million into the company?
Yes, that's right. We've also been able to attract over the years, high caliber, over almost 25 institutional mining focused resource funds over the past 4.5 years through good times and bad times, in which they now represent around 29% of our share registry. So it's kind of a snapshot of our capital structure and what we have.
Got it. So really, and I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curveball here, and that is, it's like I'm banging my head against the wall. When I bought you, and now, why is the share value not higher? I mean, I don't know why. Tell me your theory.
Well, it's very frustrating to see the share price what it is. I mean, the backdrop is, very simply, the sector, the junior gold sector, has been struggling. You know, despite gold price, heading higher, the producers doing decently. They're not flying, but they're doing okay. Some people would expect the producers should be, the equities should be even higher. But the junior explorers, for the most part, have been really struggling the past 2.5 years. And, you know, unfortunately and very frustratingly, we have been no exception, despite being, you know, having done a lot of work and really advancing the project. We've been delivering, you know, very impressive drill results. In the past 2.5-3 years, we've drilled 46,000 meters across the property since the last resource updates. And, you know, our hit ratio is it's almost 100%. We only missed, you know, 2 drill holes. We drilled almost 300 drill holes in the last few years. And you know, the hit ratio is very high, and we just keep on expanding mineralization, keep on hitting, but you know, we're not getting really rewarded and seeing that reflected on the share price just because of the sentiment. This is a speculative industry, and you know, sentiment does play a big part, I mean, like, you have other factors that kind of contribute to that. You know, TSX or TSXV hasn't been doing so well. You know, Canadian middle class has not been doing so well. Canada has been not doing so well economically. You know, that's why, you know, going back to the beginning, that's why I see these political changes to be very positive for business, very positive for growth. I think very positive for mining. I think the mindset and the openness of the incoming governments is very positive. And I think at the same time, geopolitically around the world, there's a war being fought, not only for resources, but actually specifically for gold. And I think the Western investors, sooner or later, will wake up to the potential and the importance of gold. You know, soon after, we realize that, you know, you not only need the metal, you also need the projects to generate the new metal coming to the markets, which I think the people will want to have more of it in the future. And the gold price is telling you that. Although, really, what you have been seeing for the past 12 months in this kind of gold rally that you've seen has been driven by BRICS central banks, sovereign funds, and basically Asian retail investors who have been accumulating gold in quantities, but the Western investor will come back, and I think then eventually we'll also get that reflected in the not only in the gold price but also in the junior price. And you know, I can't wait, you know, that to happen. It could be any time though. Who knows?
Got it. Just real quick, and we'll end on this: is your background is actually in the capital markets, correct? I love that, and it really, for me, that means that you have experience in raising money or access to capital, and this is an industry that is so capital intensive. Just tell me a little bit about your background and how that's benefited the company.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so I'm Portuguese, born and raised. I started my career in banking, private banking. I did then capital markets. Started private banking in Portugal, capital markets in Portugal, Europe, at Barclays. Spent several years there, did my MBA between London Business School and Hong Kong UST. When I moved to Hong Kong, you know, together with my business partner, set up and work in the boutique M&A advisory focused on gold producers and connected to Asian strategic investors and capital and funds. Set up a merchant bank, focus on, you know, development stage, junior companies in metals in general, but specifically in precious metals. Then became an entrepreneur in the space, took, you know, a few companies public on a TSX. And when I saw the opportunity of Cassier Gold represented, you know, 4.5 years ago, I jumped into to become a CEO because I thought it was going to be very, very hard for me to find an opportunity with this kind of potential in a safe jurisdiction. So that's kind of my background. So, you know, it's been, you know, I've been at the helm of the company for 4.5 years, seen good times, you know, where I saw this, you know, share price going from 30 cents to $1.50 when the sentiment was positive. saw the stock price going, you know, from those highs to, you know, where it is today when the sentiment was not so positive. But we've raised capital in good times and bad times. You know, we've done bought deals with, you know, brokers like, Red Cloud or Canaccord or Raymond James or BMO, but also, you know, raise capital in non-brokered, private placement. You know, we've raised $5 million, we raised $7 million, we raised $10 million. We raised $45 million over the past 4.5 years. We have, just under $5 million in the bank. We've significantly advanced and de-risked the project. You know, having access to capital is important, and, we'll continue to drive this project and unlock value. And, with the catalysts that we have, including the resource update that's coming in the next few months, maybe March or April, I think, between now and then people, or, you know, just right after, people will wake up to the opportunity, and we're going to get hopefully rewarded for, you know, all the hard work we've been doing and see the share price and the market cap of the company reflect the potential that this company has, which is a lot, especially when you consider the valuations and the prices at which projects like ours get taken out, which, you know, the most recent one, Osisko Mining, was at $200 an ounce. So, you know, when we hopefully, in our objective, if and when we get to the 5 million ounces, you know, hopefully we can command those kinds of valuations or even higher, and, hopefully we can be celebrating by then.
Awesome. So if somebody wants to buy your stock, Marco, how do they go about doing that? How do they go about finding more about you? Where do they find you?
Absolutely. So we're traded on the Toronto Stock Exchange, GLDC, on the OTCQX here in the United States, CGLCF, also traded in Frankfurt in Germany. You can find our on our website, cassiargold.com, CASSIARGold.com, or on social media, Twitter, X, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. We're very transparent. We have a lot of information on our website. We can do virtual tours and see our corporate presentation. There's a lot of details there. And, I hope people can have a look, see the opportunity that we have here. You know, they can join us in a journey that, what we're building here, and, can reap the benefits. I wish I could be, with a lot more free cash. I have, with $1 million already spent, I wish I could all invest it all right now. But I'll have to, I'll have to keep on adding little by little as I get more free cash. And I, I invite everyone to have a look and reach out. More than happy to talk with anyone and explain the opportunity and what we have here.
Excellent. Just for full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Cassiar Gold. I will put everything in the show notes that Marco has mentioned in both the Apple podcast, the Spotify podcast, as well as the YouTube channel. Cassiar Gold did not pay for this interview. They are not, as of yet, a sponsor of the channel. Marco Rock, pardon me. Thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure getting to know you over the last day, and I look forward to having you on again.
Thanks for having me, Andy.
My pleasure.
Thank you.